I'm sorry, Mr. Heller, are you still with me on the line?
Yes.
Thank you so much. I'm still waiting for a response.
Okay.
One of the techs. Did you plug it in the other tower to see if it worked?
It only fits into one port, and
okay.
And the port is labeled, I want to say GE. Let's see if I can get a flashlight on. Where's the light? But yeah.
Okay.
And that didn't seem to fix it now.
Okay, let me see.
Yeah, I think this is your converter box that does see the phone or that does the TV, and that's how that goes, but I'm not sure. Mm-hmm. And it's called ADTRAN. Atran or whatever.
Atran. Yes.
Yeah. And I think that is just a converter. I don't think that is actually the router. I think the router is the white one.
I'm trying to see.
The tower. That's what I'm trying to.
Okay. So I'm sorry. So they replied that you don't need the password once you are hardwired to the.
If it's hardwired to the back, okay. And mm-hmm. which unit should I be going to, the white one?
I'm waiting for that response as well.
Okay.
Okay, it's clarification. They say that it is you connect to the white tower.
Yes. Okay. Mm-hmm. In one of the which port? I guess the F and whatever port, right?
Yes. Any other issue?
And there's a button on the top that says WPS, and it's a button. I don't know if I do a reset, and it looks like it also has a button for, I don't know if I should reset it. Maybe that's what's going on.
You can reset it. Just remember that if you reset it, then you will reset every device. Like,
right.
You will have to connect back to the.
Correct. All right. So I'm in one of the four ports, you're saying, and I don't need a password because then it's hardwired. Mm-hmm. And what does WPS stand for? A little button on there.
WPS.
WPS on the back of the router, right above the Ethernet ports, one through four ports.
Okay, let me ask that question. The back of the router there.
You don't have an actual unit in front of you, do you?
No, we don't. No.
Mm. Yeah, it'd be helpful.
Yeah, it will be. Yes, definitely. Let me on the back of the router. Let's see. They are responding back to me. Let me see what they... Let me know. All right. This they're telling me that is something that is like a temporary button. Like mainly, you use it if you're printing something and you're connecting them hardwire. It would temporarily not require a Wi-Fi password.
I don't understand. So what, that button is for what now? If I'm just temporarily connecting something?
So it's mainly to use something like a printer that you push the button and there is a time frame to the Wi-Fi without a password.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. So how do I get power to the router? How can I use the plug into the router and have it be on all the time?
So
the WPS button is a temporary thing to.
So is when you push it, when you push that, it has a timer frame where you connect live without a password. But that doesn't. I don't think that applies to when you hardwire
right.
something to the router.
Right. So how do I?
So you don't need to push that button if you're gonna keep the wire connected.
And then there's a reset button below that, and it looks like I have to push like a little pin or something into it. Should I do that or no?
No. Did you try to connect to?
I'm connected now from the recording device of the video to the tower, and I put it in plug number 4, and it's not.
It's still not giving you signal.
It's not, no. No, that's why I don't know if. That's why I wanted to call you guys and find out if I was doing something wrong.
Okay, let me see if I'm able to get one of them on the line with us to see, because they might be able to help us better.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Can I place you in a brief hold, sir?
Yes.
Thank you. One moment, please.